Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 6th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. And that's right, it's June 6th, it's IPv6 day, so let's start with that. As of today, major websites like Google, like Facebook, like a lot of the Akamai cache servers, a lot of sites that are being served via Akamai will be accessible via IPv6. Now, that's IPv6 in addition to IPv4. If you only have IPv4 connectivity, then nothing really should change for you at this point. However, you may see problems if you have broken IPv6 connectivity. By default, most systems will first try IPv6 if they think they have an IPv6 path. What happens a lot is that IPv6 uses tunnels which are not all that terribly reliable. Your best option if this is the case is to turn off IPv6 resolution on your DNS server if you have that option. That's usually the best way to sort of turn off and on IPv6. If your DNS server doesn't resolve Quad A queries, then your system will never know about the IPv6 address that other system may have, and as a result, it will just use IPv4. We are very interested in your observations. If you do see any problems, if you do see any incoming scans, for example, after connecting to an IPv6 site, please let us know. Packets are always highly appreciated. And in diaries today, we got a great diary by Lenny Seltzer, who is teaching the reverse engineering malware course. And of course, he did offer us some tips to reverse engineer malware, in particular to reverse engineer malware that's obfuscated using simple XOR techniques. That happens quite frequently with malware, where they try to obfuscate, for example, URLs and such, so you can't use simple tricks like string to find these URLs. Well, take a look at Lenny's diary, and he explains how to deobfuscate XOR obfuscation pretty easily. But then let's look at a couple of updates that we have. One update actually came out 2 days ago and I forgot to cover it so far. A patch for Bind the Name Server. It fixes a denial of service vulnerability that occurs if there is a serial length our data field. Now, this should mostly affect recursive name servers according to the advisory by isc.org. Authoritative name servers, of course, don't typically receive data from other name servers. So in that case, it would only show up if you actually have a SON file with that bad information. And Mozilla released the latest version of Firefox. We're now up to Firefox 13. There are a number of security issues that are patched in Firefox 13, so I would recommend that you do patch. Information disclosure issues, for example, problems with the content security policy and privilege escalation, which will only affect Windows users that use the Mozilla update. Now, there are also two features I want to point out that changed or got added in Mozilla or Firefox 13. First of all, you now have silent updates, so you will no longer be prompted for Firefox 14 and going forward. The other configuration change is that the Speedy protocol is now enabled by default. Now, Speedy isn't used much right now. I'm only aware of Google and Twitter using it. However, it's, well, as the name kind of implies, faster than plain HTTP, and it also implements HTTPS by default. So whenever you use Speedy, your connection is automatically encrypted. But let's see what we have in other news. Google announced that it will warn user if Google detects that the user is being attacked by what Google defines as a state-sponsored attack. Now, Google has always warned users if it detected that, for example, someone from an unusual location attempted to access an account. According to the press release and blog post I've seen about this new feature, this is mostly about if they, for example, see that you are the recipient of custom malware in your Gmail account that is commonly associated with more sophisticated attacks. In that case, you may see the additional warning. And then while we're talking about Gmail attacks, there are some interesting details about a recent compromise of Cloudflare. The CEO's email account was compromised in this particular attack. Now, he hosted his Cloudflare email with a Gmail using Gmail's business services and had it secured via two-factor authentication. However, he used a second personal Gmail account without two-factor authentication as a backup account. So what happened was that his personal account got compromised. Then the attackers used Google's password reset feature to send a password reset message to the personal account. The other contributing part of this attack was that Google actually sent an automatic voice message to his cell phone, but that message went to voicemail and he never listened to it. So lesson learned here, always use two-factor authentication, and you may want to check your voicemail occasionally. I actually prefer SMS messages for these kind of sort of password reset notifications. Well, and this is it for today. So have a lot of fun with IPv6 today and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.